Imagine if Margaret suddenly stood up now and said, "Oh, I've just remembered. Yesterday, I met a structural engineer who told me that the roof of Christchurch is really unstable and could fall down any second." What would your response be? I think the first thing I would think would be to get out of this building quite quickly, because I don't think I'd want the roof falling on me. Perhaps you would do the same. Thankfully, that is not the case. Just to reassure you, our roof is absolutely fine. But when Jesus told the story of the house on the rock and the sand, imagine that feeling you had thinking that I'm in a building where the roof could fall in at any moment, and how that makes you feel inside. I'd feel quite terrified, actually. And Jesus wants to make the point that it's as his listening to his words and acting on them is just as vital. He says, "It's wonderful for you to be here to listen to my words. But if you don't actually do something about it, if you don't act on them, if you don't change your life, then you are just building a nice-looking house, but it's built on sand. When the storms of life come, when challenges occur, your foundations won't hold you because you've not built your life on rock, which is Jesus and his teachings." It's that important. Our very lives are at stake. Now, we're doing a series on Peter. And Peter, in our reading, picks up on the image of living stones. Jesus is the keystone that all our lives must be built on. He was chosen by God, God's only Son, to come, a precious stone, to come to the world and to show the world God's way. But he, like a stone that was the most precious, was rejected. And through the death on the cross, he became the stone that was thrown out and was seen as useless. And that's what perhaps a lot of people thought who were the ones who put Jesus to death. Oh, that was, Jesus was no good. Look, he's dead now. But through his victory, through his resurrection, Jesus showed that actually he was the cornerstone, the most important stone, because all our lives, our very souls, are based, have got the victory through his victory, through his resurrection. And we can now build our lives on Jesus, a cornerstone, the cornerstone. We must look to Jesus for everything in our lives. We must look to Jesus for every decision that we make. Jesus is there to show us the way. Peter also describes us all as living stones. We now, through what Jesus has done on the cross, can be stones that are built on him to be his church here. Now, when you came in this morning, I hope you found a piece of card in your service booklet. In a moment, someone will come and is handing out some felt tips. And I'd like you to either write your name on the card or draw a picture, something, a symbol that represents you. This is your brick, your living stone. And we together, we are the ones who make the church. And we all are equal. Peter says we're all the royal priesthood. We are all to build ourselves on Jesus equally. And I think it's wonderful that our church has such amazing exposed brickwork, because I thought what we could do is use this wall as a symbol and a picture of how we are built up together a community. We need one another. We build on each other in our different ways. But most fundamentally, we must build our lives on Jesus, the cornerstone. So I'm going to stick Jesus, the cornerstone, right here. When we build ourselves on Jesus, the foundation, we become a community of holiness, a community of witness to all around us. We are creating God's community here in East Greenwich, and we are building Christ Church here in East Greenwich. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I'm sure many of you have experiences of how through church you have been lifted up, and in Christ's power you've been lifted up by being part of our church community. And together we are glorifying God, which is a wonderful thing and is what we do here today as we worship. As part of that common commitment together, please, once you've written your name or your symbol or a picture on your card, we're going to have a time to come forward and we're going to build up our church wall here with all our pictures and our names. Someone will give you a piece of blue tack when you come forward to stick it on the wall. And let's show ourselves our commitment to live our lives based on Jesus, looking to him for everything, for our forgiveness, our new life in him, and stick our bricks on the wall to build the church. So let's now do that.